Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, of course, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, it's time again for that monthly cattle on feed report. And some pre-report estimates were showing the total cattle on feed inventory may be above year-ago levels. But other ways we see U.S. cattle supplies remain fairly tight. What did the actual numbers show us today?
Well, let's put it in a nutshell and say the report as a whole was neutral to slightly bearish. On feed was expected to come in at 102%. It did come in at 102% with 9.873 million head of cattle on feed. Kansas was 6% over a year ago, Nebraska 2% over a year ago, and Texas equal to a year ago. On feed was almost 3% below the five-year average number. Now, the placements, they came in a little larger than expected. Looking for 92.6%, they came in at 94%, which is 1.754 million head of cattle. Texas came in 17% below a year ago, Nebraska 10% below a year ago, and Kansas 4% above a year ago. Now, the weight breakdown showed the under 600-pound category, almost 9% less than a year ago, 600 to 699 pound, 16.5% less than a year ago, 700 to 799 pound category, 2% less than a year ago, and 800 plus category was unchanged. Now, placements were 2.3% higher versus the three-year average, but unchanged with the five-year average. Now, on the marketed number, it was just a little bit smaller than what the trade was looking for. It was looking for 99.7%. It came in at only 98%, which is 1.903 million head of cattle being marketed. Nebraska and Texas was unchanged from a year ago's level. Kansas was 2% lower. Now, let's try to put all this in perspective now. There was no real big surprises in this report, but it was slightly negative. But when you consider what happened this week, it's probably not going to have any effect on the market next week. As we saw this week, October feeder cattle gain over $6 to the upside, while we saw October live cattle gain over $4 to the upside. And when you look at those October feeders, they are trading over $16 higher than a year ago this time. October live cattle trading almost $10.50 higher than a year ago this time. We saw all this due to the fact of higher box beef prices, higher cash cattle prices, along with some good fund buying and short covering in the futures market. So we're going to need a lot more of that next week to help push this market higher. If not, we could be very close to a near-term top in this market for the short term. So we're still concerned about how the market could be affected by the economy going into the end of the year. That's one of our biggest concerns out there. But we've seen a fantastic week of upside in the cattle market. This Cattle on Feed report will probably have no effect whatsoever next week.